We are back from our Decision 2010 headquarters here at 30 Rockefeller Plaza in New York. Last night on this broadcast, before the polls had closed, we heard the personal stories of four voters from around this country and what was on their minds as they went to cast their ballots. Well, tonight those results are in. Our own Rahima Ellis asked very same voters about the message they sent.
These four voters knew what they wanted when they went to the polls. The question today, how do they feel about what they got?
Cautious.
Disappointed.
I have very mixed feelings.
I'm very optimistic.
In Rock Hill, South Carolina, Sheila Huckabee watched the late-night election returns from home.
That's a problem because you've got now for the president.
An independent, this mother and school administrator, lives in a state where 70% of eighth graders are behind in math. She split the ticket yesterday, but it didn't go her way.
I'm also a little nervous because all the candidates who were elected have mixed records on their views of public education, and I'm very concerned about the funding for public education in the future.
Fred Sotelo, a businessman and father in San Diego, is a longtime Democrat but voted against his party in the Senate race, saying he was looking for change, especially when it comes to immigration.
This is something we need to get off the table. The immigration issue has definitely been a dark cloud over our country.
In Chicago, 23-year-old law school student James DeAngelo campaigned for the Republican ticket and is happy with the election. He's part of the wave of white male Republicans who helped shift the balance of power in the House of Representatives, an extension of conservatives' unhappiness with President Obama. Nationwide, 54% of all voters said they wanted change.
I think it's very exciting for job growth and the economic outlook for the next few years.
In Miami, Democrat Arlona Davis is staying strong, considering her party took a beating. Even so, now she wants both sides to get to work.
Don't focus on President Obama and him getting out of there. That's neither here or there. You were sent there to work for the people to help this country, and that's what you need to be doing.
The day after an election, voices of voters who exercised their power. Rahima Ellis, NBC News, New York.